Terry, the Indians about a third of the way through the season, and their record right now, as of Tuesday, is 29-26. So they're just kind of slogging along here.
There's been a feeling almost since the season opened, like, well, when are they going to get going?
Right, that's what I've been thinking.
Yeah, when are they going to get going? And I kept hearing, well, a year ago there was about the same thing, but where were they a year ago at this time after 55 games?
31-24.
So they were starting to show a little bit, 31-24, 29-26. Okay, it's only two different games different.
Mm-hmm.
But the month of June is when they took off. It's also the month when they had their 14-game winning streak, and that made their whole season. And it's been this sense around the team, like, well, when are they really going to act like the team that went to the World Series last year?
Well, what's going on?
A big part has been the starting pitching. They've struggled having to that's not been the dominant part of the game that they thought it would be.
Yeah. I mean, you have Danny Salazar. Who's...
Think about this. A year ago at this point, where was he headed to?
The All-Star game.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
He was probably their best pitcher, even better than Kluber at this point.
Now he's in the bullpen.
Because from the second half of last year, where he had some arm problems, and the starting of this year, so you go from like July 1st till now, his record is 4-8 with a 6.02 ERA.
Yikes, not good.
That's why he's in the bullpen.
Okay.
He's supposed to be healthy, but he's not pitching well.
So that's a disappointment.
That's been a disappointment. Corey Kluber, what was wrong with him?
Back problem.
Back problems. He's come back and he's pitched well since then, but they've missed him for almost a month.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Carrasco, he's been pretty good. He's probably been the best. Trevor Bauer.
Up and down.
Yeah. Although he's been a little better lately, but up and down. And Josh Tomlin, up and down.
Yeah.
But overall, the Indians starting pitching, which should be in the top third in baseball, it's been in the bottom third.
It's been really rocky.
Now, there's other things you wish they would hit better and so on, but that's been the big thing. The bullpen is like the most dominant in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Allen, Andrew Miller, Brian Shaw, Zach McAllister, Dan Altero, that group has been really good.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you're getting they're bleeding five innings out of the starter, let's get to the bullpen and try to win. But, Amanda, the problem with that is if you end up pitching your bullpen too many innings, it does catch them. You need these guys to go out and give you a good, strong 6 and 7 innings. So now you look at that rotation, and, you know, Tomlin can be a good pitcher. He's proven that.
Mm-hmm.
Carrasco is a good pitcher. Kluber is a good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Danny Salazar was a good pitcher.
Right.
That's the thing, you know what to say there. But the point being that Bauer has the ability to be a good pitcher.
Yeah.
And has had stretches where he's done that. So, you know, in terms of the starting pitching, you think, well, these guys will come around.
And what about Mike Clevinger? Because he's now a starter.
That's right. He's the new one that could pump some excitement into this. He's taken Salazar's spot. So starting pitching has been a problem. You know, the other, some bright spots. What would you say some bright spots?
Well, boy, what have been some of the bright spots? Lindor?
Well, Lindor.
Yeah.
Whatever. Michael Brantley coming back.
Yeah, he's been good.
I mean, it's almost like we take him for granted. Like, he misses a whole year. He has two shoulder surgeries.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, well, he hit 300 before, he'll hit 300 now.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's done.
Yeah, just quietly doing well.
Right. Kipnis had the shoulder problems. He only now is starting to come around. But he's not playing as well as he did a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin Encarnacion.
Really slow start, but he's picking it up now a little.
A little better, yeah. But it's still not the... Here's the thing. Encarnacion's averaged 110 RBIs in each of the previous five seasons.
Mm-hmm.
RBI machine. I remember talking to him in spring training, and he said that's the thing he puts the most pride in. Like, there's a guy on third base, he gets him in. In other words, hitting with runners in scoring position. He's been terrible with that. Hitting like 140.
Yikes.
He was under 200, under 100 for quite a while. Under 100, he's like 084, you know, that kind of
thing.
Yikes. Which, to me, by the way, is a sign he's pressing. You know, guys on third base, just go hit a fly ball or something.
Uh-huh.
So you think he wouldn't, age of 34, been in the league a long time. For the last 5 years, averages 39 homers, 110 RBIs. You think played in Toronto, still stayed in the American League. But, you know, it's been more down than up for him.
Okay.
Carlos Santana, all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, not that consistent. There haven't been a bunch of guys surprising on the positive end. And actually, that is probably a good thing for the Indians. Because you think, well, you know, a couple of these guys could get hot. You know, Kipnis has been a good player for a long time. He can play well. You know, you're hoping Brantley stays healthy. You know, the interesting one is who's in center field now?
Who's in center field now? Zimmer. Oh, Bradley Zimmer, the rookie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you look at that, what do you think when you see him?
Very athletic?
Yeah.
Big guy?
Yeah, he's a real prospect.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's... He's the kind of guy that could come up and play well in the second half of the season.
Mm.
In the same way the Indians have had, you know, whether it was Lindor a couple years ago, Jose Ramirez,
mm-hmm.
you know, come up from the minors. And Ramirez has played pretty well, but not quite as high a level as a year ago. So I look at that and I go, I think they're going to hit better. I think they should pitch better. But they played 55 games already. Hey, guys. Get going.
Right.
Month of June is when you put it together last year. It's time to do it now. But a key thing, Amanda, I mean, we could talk about the inconsistency with the hitting and so on. If this starting pitching doesn't shape up, if they do reach the playoffs, they're going to have big, big problems. So
mm-hmm.
that's the key thing to watch in the second half.
Okay. I'm like you. I'm waiting. It's time to get going because I got to admit I'm a big fan and I'm a little tuned out right now. So
yeah, it's just...
It's a little
and
concerning.
They've played some really ugly games defensively and stuff like that. They've not been a whole lot of fun to watch. And, you know, here's how baseball is. If you think about this point, a year ago at this point, Salazar's headed to the All-Star game.
Yeah.
What we were talking about, Tyler Naquin, what we were talking about him maybe being?
Oh, maybe being Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, right?
Right, right.
Here he is.
Not there.
He hasn't played since May 2nd.
Yeah.
He started the year with the Indians briefly, went to the minors. Actually, he was hitting .390 in the minors. They were thinking about bringing him up, and he got this back problem.
Oh, wow.
And that's May 2nd, the last time he's played. You know, I talked to the Indians over the weekend, and they said, well, another 2 weeks or so. They've been saying that for several weeks.
Wow.
So I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but I don't like back problems. I don't like shoulder problems.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like they kind of linger and hang on. And so... That's when you go like a year ago to now, Salazar is in the bullpen. Naquin isn't even playing at Columbus.
Interesting.
And there were two key parts of the team.
Absolutely.
And then you add in Encarnacion. He's not made the impact that they had hoped he would.
Yeah.
That's why I look at the second half and look at that. And you say, all right, I hope Zimmer can come around.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Clevinger, you know, that you mentioned could do it.
Yeah.
Because that was often things that helped the Indians. These guys come up from the minors during the season and bring a boost of energy.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.